How can you not identify with the body?
Yeah, you need a little practice. Yeah, you already know about the thoughts and the concepts, you know, and the feelings. I mean, like emotional feelings. This is not so difficult. For some people, it is very difficult. But for you, this is not so difficult for you. So, but physical uneasiness is really quite something. Yeah, you just learn to relax in it, and you just remember that whatever physical uneasiness is visiting you, that this is your wake-up call to surrender deeper. Use it like that, you know. This is my wake-up call to just surrender deeper. You do what you can, and sometimes there is just pain, uneasiness, sickness, whatever. And you do what you can to find ease in it, but also it is your wake-up call to surrender deeper. And for most of us, this is difficult. But yeah, we use everything as a challenge. We use everything. This is our warrior quality, to use everything. No matter what seems to obstruct, or no matter what seems a resistance, or whatever, you know. We just remember, this is our wake-up call to surrender, to surrender, to surrender. And find this freedom in the midst of physical unease. Find this freedom in the midst of physical unease. You will come to a point that you will find this equanimity. The challenges are constantly visiting us for us to come to a deeper freedom, to a deeper equanimity, to a deeper sense of untouchable. And there will always be, I think, at least with me, I have a relief when the body is not so much in pain. I still have this relief, you know. I'm really more happy, it's more easy with a body that is not so much in pain, definitely. But it is not really, it's not knocking me off. And there's always this sense of untouchable. Untouchableness. So you use it. We use everything that doesn't seem to be transparent. We use everything for our deepening, bowing deeper, surrendering deeper, relaxing deeper. Because, you know, things happen, and this is what you have. This is what I have. Some people have just very strong bodies, and some people seems always need to take care of their bodies. So we just do. This is what we have. This is our situation. Like either you have a partner, or you have a partner that is not working out, or you have a good job, or you have a lousy job, or you have money, or you have no money, or whatever the situation. This is our package that we go through life with. And we just find the freedom in no matter what is given to us. But very often we tend to make our focus on this one point in our life that is not so easy. Okay? So very often I hear people, when I say, will you come to the next retreat? Then goes their limiting mantra on, immediately, before they even consider, no, I have no money. And they always look, whatever the situation is, through their glasses of, I have no money. And other people always look through the glasses, but I'm alone. Yeah, I cannot do that, I'm alone. Or other people look through the glasses, yes, but the children. I cannot do because of the children. They don't even look at the situation, you know. And other people say, no, 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 this is impossible, my work. Or no, 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 my health. And we all seem to have, or many of us seem to have, this little thing, this hook that we have promoted to a limiting mantra. Huh? Isn't it? And we all seem to hook on a different aspect of existence. It's very revealing if we find out what our hook is, which provides us our limiting mantra. And what an opening if we find it. And we can see that we don't need to put this in the middle always. No matter what it is, really no matter what it is. Or, you know, my guru never sees me. It's really so. Find out what you find out what your hook is in this, you know. Your limiting mantra, where you always put something, this kind of, you want to protect something, but it is really not very beneficial. So we look at the whole package of our life. This is our lives. Now this is our life. This is it. This is it. Wow, this is it. Look where we are. We are in India, here in Satchidam. Wow, what a blessing.
I realize that I accept everything except...
Exactly. So this is the little hook. Yeah. Everything in your life is most wonderful. Most wonderful. And this little hook makes you so strong and so surrendered. This is God's invitation to you. Mm-hmm. We all have one. At least in the end, it always comes down to one. Seems so. But this is God's sublime invitation. And it seems that we have some compulsive need to zoom in this limiting mantra. To zoom in. You know, we have this vastness of opportunities and gifts. And then there is this little thing. And it seems that, here we go. I cannot because. Amazing, huh? Amazing. So we find our little hook and we see that this is God's gift. God's gift. God's invitation to open complete